When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise. Let's look ahead, gents, to the double game week 37.
I know, it's so exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. The landscape somewhat changed, though. As we've mentioned, I was looking through earlier on to sort of see which way to go for my draft side, and it was slim pickings. Very slim pickings of players that I actually wanted, who I thought might play twice with good fixtures. But different story in FPL, of course.
Yes.
Going to have who the hell you like. So who have you got your eye on?
So Man City, which three Man City players? So I think, for me, I think Jesus, Sterling and De Bruyne. If money was no object, I would probably pick those three. But I think I'm going to go for a defender. So.
Yeah, I was thinking one of each. What's De Bruyne's form been like?
That's a great question. I haven't even looked.
Yeah, so he's only scored one in quite a long time. Ballpark looks like one in the last 10 or 12 games.
Yeah.
And his points tallies lately, say the last six has been 3-5-1-1-8-2, so not outstanding.
Yeah, so form, you want to go Jesus, Sterling are the two standout form players. And then in third, you've got Gunga Din.
Yeah, and I brought Gunga Din in 3 weeks ago, and he's got me sweet FA.
Sane looks nice, doesn't he? He's such a good player.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be tempted to have a punt on Sane.
Yeah.
It's because he's an exciting player to watch. An exciting player to own in fantasy.
Is Silva still out, do you know?
Which one?
He was out last
Bernardo
week,
or David?
David.
He certainly wasn't in the squad on...
No, he was away on compassionate leave this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah. The other thing, something I'm looking to do is potentially, do you know who the most transferred out player is this week?
Nope.
John?
Lukaku?
No. John? Don't look.
I'm not looking. Aubameyang.
Salah.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
I'm tempted.
So I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, I wonder if I should transfer him out and just collect the money for the last two games of the season, bring myself in Sterling or some of the players you just mentioned from Man City, and then maybe use some of the proceeds to spend 4 points and get someone great in defence, maybe.
Yeah, I got rid of Salah a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get rid of him this week for Kane, which obviously necessitates two transfers. But
Yeah, sure. I got no issue with spending points at this stage of the season.
Yeah, exactly.
Try and make up a big score. If I can.
Kane looks tasty. So he's away at the Hawthorns. Mm. And that should seal their relegation. And they're at home to... Is it Newcastle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Home to Newcastle.
Yeah.
So that's four. We should have Kane and three Man City players.
Yeah.
Should we have De Gea in nets?
I would say so. Yeah.
Brighton and West Ham.
Two away games, but yeah. Yeah.
I've gone Czech in nets. Burnley at home and Leicester away.
Ospina's been playing.
Yeah, and are you aware of Arsenal's away record this year?
Not really.
They have I think it's 0 points. They have the lowest away points tally in the top five leagues.
Oh, really?
Across Europe. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I won't bother then.
Although and he put out the reserves against United.
That's another, good, another good reason.
Shit side. So yeah. Your check is a good idea, but there are one or two holes in it.
The reason he didn't play because he's had an illness, didn't he, though?
I don't know.
Either way, most of that away record was with him in net, so I'll probably...
Oh, right, OK.
Probably veer away from that.
Scrub that.
Now, we'd all been preparing, as you said earlier in the show, Jay.
Yeah.
We'd all been preparing for Leicester.
I know.
With West Ham and Arsenal up, both at home, but that is not a happy camp at the minute, and they are shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, completely tools down. So, no, I'm going to be getting rid of Mahrez, and he will score a hat-trick, so lump on.
What about the Swans with Bournemouth and Southampton?
Not a bad shout.
Speaking of teams who've got plenty to play for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as silly as it was a few weeks ago.
So we're going to be motivated. I mean, I prefer the two home games against Southampton and Stoke. Proper relegation six-pointers.
Oh, my God.
It's getting tight, isn't
that it? That is squeaky bum time, isn't it, Baker? How are you feeling about that?
Yeah. I am feeling very, very nervous. But I'm buoyed by the fact that Huddersfield lost 2-0 at home to Everton. That was a genius result because the points work nicely, and I think Stu and I have found a way that both Saints and the Swans can stay up. So Stoke are already in there and they'll stay there,
right? Okay.
Because they've got two games left. They've got Palace at home and they've got us in the last game of the season.
Yeah.
And yeah, Huddersfield have got an absolute shocking run in.
Yeah, it's tough. City, Chelsea, Arsenal. Yeah.
And that City and Chelsea game are both away.
Yeah, I thought Stoke put up quite a good showing against us, albeit we were not really at the races nor at full strength. But
yeah, they were good, and they had a chance to win it at the end.
They did. Yeah. So, any other moves?
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the City defenders. None of them are in great form.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's only because Otamendi's not been playing. He got rested for two games.
Yeah.
So Danilo's the only one who's been starting, I think, every week.
Yeah. Would you go for any of them? I think you're better off just going for their midfield, wouldn't you?
I've got Otamendi already, so I'm not going to...
You're going to stick with him.
Not going to rock the boat.
Yeah, fair enough. And in terms of chips, I'm going bench boost. Baker, you're going triple captain?
Triple captain. I'm looking Kane or Sterling.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I've got a full squad of 15 all playing twice if I can.
Oh, because you're bench boost, bench of boost, course.
Bench boost, yeah.
How many points are you going to have to spend, mate?
In order to do that, I will need to look at the My Team page. Let's have a look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's currently got 6 players with just one fixture. So I'm probably not going to be able to get to 15, actually. But
so I've got 9 out of 11 who've got a double. So with my two transfers, I'm going to take out Salah for Kane, and I think I'm going to, with the other one, I'm going to take out Barnes for a Spurs midfielder who will probably be Eriksen.
Yeah, good shout. Yeah, I brought Eriksen in last week. Yeah, good. All right, cool. Mitch, which one of your remaining chips are you going to choose to play this week?
But I've only got bench boost left, so I'm going to play bench boost. I've got a bit of shuffling to do. So I've got 6 players that have only got a single game.
Same
so
as me,
I have
yeah,
to
okay.
Make some choices about
will it be,
that. But
will it be a 20-point spend?
I feel like I want to try not to, but if I'm playing the bench boost, I might as well...
Yeah, this is the week to do it, mate.
Gamble, yeah. I might as well gamble on spending the 4 points and hope that across two games they can get more. They should, shouldn't they, ideally?
Yeah. Pretty much all you've got to play for now is the head-to-head against us, so fuck it.
Well, not even that. Not even that.
No, quite.
I can still try and beat the 2 million.
You've got Mays Manager of the Month. Two game weeks. Short game week. You just need to be top for 2 game weeks and you get the prize.
Get a mug.
Be nice. Speaking of that, we've got to get Mick O'Neill on, haven't we? So have to track him down.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I didn't mention earlier on, gents, but we have got a mucky story in the can.
Lovely.
It's been a while.
In the can already?
Yeah, it's, well, John Emerson, bless him, sent it in quite a while ago. But we've had other things going on, so good to space out the extremely graphic poo stories, I thought, rather than didn't want it to become the norm. So space them out a little bit. So
very nice. Have you listened to this one?
Good to hear that it's extremely graphic. They're my favourite kind of story.
Are they? Okay. Yes, it is extremely graphic. And
great.
Yes, and yes, I have listened to this right through. So let's fire this puppy up.
I like the fact that you've listened to it all the way through, found that it was extremely graphic, and decided, yep, that's perfect for the show.
Yeah. Listeners will lap that up.
How has he got so many poo stories?
I know, it's bizarre. He claims he's got in the region of 20.
Great. So if he can get another 18 in the closed season, that means we can fill a full season next year.
Yeah. Amazing, wouldn't it? He's got some very unsavoury friends, it seems.
I think he's unsavoury.
Guilty by association.
And these aren't his friends. These are all about him.
It's him.
He's got a problem with his bowels.
It's him, yeah. Right, let's listen to what he's got to say.
JB has asked me to regale another one of my many poo stories, which I am more than happy to do for the purposes of my beloved fantasy football noise. This one features one of my best friends in the world, ex-housemate. We will call him Mark. And
actual name, you know, Mark.
I love the man to pieces, Mark. I really do, but the man does have issues when it comes to toilet-related stuff. This is a man who was so regular in the morning when he lived with us that if he missed a slot in the morning when four of us were living together and shared one shower, he would be forced to go to the kitchen, get a bin bag, take it to his bedroom, shit in the bin bag, and then run out the door and throw the bin bag down the garbage chute. I mean, the man has serious issues. We didn't find out about this until about 4 years after he moved out.
That is regular, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah, he really does struggle in this department. And the vast majority of my poo stories are his. So this one is one of my favourites, actually. He was travelling around Australia on a road trip with his then-girlfriend. And as is fairly normal with him, suddenly needed to go for a shit quite badly. Luckily, at that time, given how sparse Australia is for civilisation, they were near a town. So they pegged it to this nearest town, pulled up in front of a building. Mark bolts out the car and starts searching for a toilet. He runs into a supermarket, I think it was, first. He's like running around. It's like, where's the toilet? Where's your toilet? We don't have one, sir. You must have a toilet somewhere. No, we don't have one, sir. Very sorry. So, right, okay. Runs out of the supermarket. At this stage, he's really struggling. His stomach is in pieces. He's almost shat himself. And he sees a little coffee shop, goes over to the coffee shop, they must have a toilet, walks into the coffee shop. Oh, can I use your toilet, please? Sorry, sir, it's out of order. Oh, my God, he's in full panic mode right now. Like, I didn't see his face at the time, but I can imagine it. And it would have been a wonderful sight to behold. But at this point, he walks out, well, runs out of the coffee shop and spots an alleyway. So he's desperate at this point. So runs to the alleyway. Halfway down the alleyway, he realises that he'd been holding on to his shit so much that he'd made himself feel sick, and he proceeds to vomit everywhere. The release of the vomit, coupled with the fact that he was in slight relaxation mode, made him realise that he needed to shit still. So he drops his kex there and then. And the way he described it was explosive diarrhea. And he said that he was about 10 foot away from the wall of the alleyway. And he managed to pebble dash the wall of the alleyway, which is fairly disgusting. So, you know, he's thrown up everywhere. He's shat everywhere. And he's just kind of regaining his composure. And he looks up. And there's a lady stood there, kind of staring at him, mouth aghast, open, wondering what the fuck are you doing. And she stood there with her small daughter, probably about four or five years old, who immediately starts crying. I think
Mummy, the bad man's just vomited.
The daughter's still in therapy now. She's traumatised for life.
Oh, my God.
Not sure She'll never got forget the number. That. Don't think he had the time or was in a fit state to at the time. But anyway, that happened. They go off. I think there were some very bad words said to him. He was obviously embarrassed, head between his hands, wandering back to the car, covered in sick.
Embarrassed? He could be arrested for that.
And as he's walking back to the car, he kind of looks at the building that they pulled up in front of and realises that they had parked in front of a public toilet. So all of that drama was for nothing. And that is,
what a penis.
And that's that. More to come should they be required. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Dear me.
That's a belter, isn't it?
Oh, Mark. Oh.
Number one, he should have been asking for a dunny, not a toilet, and they might have directed him more accurately in Australia. Number two, I hope that this isn't a man who's got irritable bowel syndrome and John Emerson is just taking the piss out of someone with a terrible affliction.
It does sound rather like he might be. It also sounds rather like there are a number of Australians who could have easily told the man, clearly touching cloth, that there was a public dunny just outside, but nobody did. They just said, no, we haven't got one. End of assistance.
Is touching cloth an appropriate phrase when your feces is liquid?
Probably not. It's
not technically accurate.
The thing is, might not know it, though.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Amazing.
See,
I have to have
perfect conditions for shitting.
Damn.
I can't shit anywhere.
Wow.
I was once so in need of a shit. I was with Bingo and we were travelling through Europe in a borrowed camper van. And I said to him, literally, I am actually going to die unless I shit. And there was a toilet, but it had no toilet seat that we found.
Right.
And I couldn't shit. I was literally crying with pain and doubled up.
Wow.
That I couldn't shit because it didn't have a toilet seat.
Wow.
So this Mark character, he's literally the opposite of me.
Yeah.
Wow. Who knew you were such a delicate snowflake, Baco?
I know.
Amazing.
I don't mind where the toilet is or what the toilet is. It just has to have the necessary conditions.
Basically.
Locked
door,
seat, toilet roll.
And yet, you did manage to do it on a busy commuter train, though, didn't you, sir?
That was an accident.
Good. Conditions are perfect then.
The ideal conditions you've just described are bollocks, because I've seen you go to the toilet to have a dump, and if you haven't got freshly brewed coffee, at least three cigarettes and a copy of The Telegraph, then they are not ideal conditions.
Okay, I might have summarised the ideal conditions.
Paraphrased. Right, should we get on to the trivia?
Oh, shit.
Everyone's waiting for the trivia.
I know you're itching to, yeah.
I am.
We're going to make it snappier than last week, though, chaps. So just a reminder for listeners, there are 9 letters of the alphabet, of which there is only one team that begins with that letter that has ever played in the Premier League. So we're looking for 9 unique letters, 9 teams. And we are also going to ask how many seasons they spent in the Premier League. So I think, John, you went first last week. So we're going to go first with Baco this week.
Okay, Everton 26.
Baco, that's good.
Is that correct?
Your guess, John, how many seasons?
26.
Yes, it's 26. You're both on the nose.
Yes.
Right, so 3-2.
3-2. Right, John, your go.
Okay, I'm going to go with Tottenham.
Very good.
How many seasons?
26.
Baco?
26 for me, please.
Correct. You're both right. I know you've gone for the most difficult ones first.
So that's 5 each.
Baco, yep. I'm keeping score, don't worry.
I'm going to go 9.
QPR is right. John, how many for you?
Quicker.
8.
John, you get it. It's 7.
Excellent.
Tight.
So, 1-1 on that one.
One apiece for that one. Okay.
John, your go.
Oldham Athletic.
Oh, I like it.
Nice one. That was the one I thought you weren't going to get. Nice choice.
Took me ages to get it.
Thanks, mate.
How many seasons?
2.
Good guess. Baco?
1.
John, it's 2 on the nose.
Boom. Many
3
thanks.
Points to nil.
Those are the ones you need, aren't they?
Baco, your go.
Big swing there, mate. I'm going to go for... Actually, I'm going to go for the easier ones, because I think I've got a couple that are crackers. I'm going to go Derby County 6.
Derby County, yes. John, how many?
4.
It's actually 7, so Baco gets the point.
Oh, is it really? 3-0 yeah. Reverse.
John, no, 2-0, because it wasn't on the nose.
Oh, of course.
9-8.
You'll go, John.
Portsmouth?
Correct.
I felt sure there was a P I was overlooking.
Combien de saisons?
I haven't given it any thought. I will say 5.
Baco?
I think it's higher. I think it's higher. I have got 8 written down, so I think I have to stick with it.
You get it, Baco. It's actually 7.
Oh, well done, mate. 1 each.
Baco, your guess?
Next easiest, I think, is probably Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go 6 for Reading.
Reading is right. John?
I think 6 is a good guess. 8. I'm going to go 5, though. I'm going to be bold. Try and get the points.
John gets it. It's lower. It's 3.
Oof.
Oof.
Who dares? 1-1.
John, sorry. To you.
I'm struggling to think of any other teams beginning with the letter N.
Really?
There's got to be another one, but I can't think of it. I'm sure it's staring me in the... what noise is he making?
Baker's just coughing.
Is he? I think it's time for the suspense music.
I think it is, we're getting there, the last two.
It's getting tense. Just 2 remaining.
2 remaining. Come on, let's have it.
In which case, I'm going to...
definitely got them both.
I'm going to change tack in that case. And say... Ipswich Town?
Fucking cheat.
What do you mean, cheat? I've got it written down. I'm just choosing which one to go with. Yes. Explain how I've cheated there, sorry.
I don't know. I thought you didn't have anything because you were just about to go for Newcastle.
No, I've got 2 more teams written down. I've got Ipswich and Newcastle written down.
Okay, good. So you haven't got one.
But that's why when Mitch revealed there were only 2 left, I thought, well, I'll let you do it. So I'll go for Ipswich. Is that correct, Wayne?
Yeah, Ipswich is right, yeah.
Yes, it is.
It is. Excellent. 2.
Baco?
Much higher. I'm going 5.
It's not 2. It is 5. 2 points to Baco.
Yeah!
Right, the last one. Should we have a quick sum up of the scores? Let me
count.
Oh,
we should.
Baco, you have 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 to Baco. And then 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Good grief.
12 to JB.
I make it 12 apiece.
12 apiece. Well, it's 13, 12 now that I've got Fulham.
Oh.
Well done,
which
Baco.
Is the last one on my list. And I have written down, could be Toppy. I've written down 12.
Okay, John, Baco says 12. What say you?
Yeah, I don't think it's as many as that.
It's ballsy, isn't it, 12?
Yeah, I'll say 11.
Mitchell, put us out of our misery, please.
It's very, very ballsy to say 12. But it's 13, so Baco takes it.
Yes! Oh, you dick! You absolute dick.
Well done, Baco.
Well done, mate. Edged
you
it
pair
again.
Do seem to like these silly little trivia quizzes, don't you?
I do.
It's so good.
And we're not too bad at them either, are we?
Well, all right, yeah.
No,
apart from you didn't get Fulham.
I didn't get Fulham, but I played it quite cutely. What's the other team beginning with N
can't
then?
Can't think of any other N's, like Norwich. Notts Forest, for example.
Oh, Christ, yeah. Very, very good. Right, gents, anything else to say before we wrap it up?
No, I'm looking forward to double game week 37. I've got some work to do. I'm probably going to spend some points. I'm going to play my bench boost.
A shitload of points, yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Balls out for the end of the season. I thought I'd got myself a good team with Man United and Ipswich Leicester players. Just said Ipswich because they play in blue shirts. Like
Alan Brazil up front.
Yes. Yeah. That's it. That's what I've got to do.
Spend the points. I'm going to be with you this, mate. Wait, I'm going to spend like there's no tomorrow.
I'm going to thrape my account.
Yes, indeed. Right, boys. Thanks very much, John Emerson, for that story. We thoroughly enjoyed that. And Mick O'Neill,
thank you,
reach
John.
Out to us on Twitter. If you haven't recently, please do give us a 5-star review. We really rely on those. We need those. Share on Twitter. Share anything. Subscribe. We would love that. And until next time, we bid you adieu. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ciao.
Cue the music.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.